White, New England Sanitarium, Melrose, Massachusetts, August 18th, 1904. Dear son, W.C. White, I received your communication last evening. I had told them here, Brother Wheeler and Brother Blank, that I would speak on Sabbath and on Sunday, Sabbath in a place very nigh the sanitarium, Sunday in Boston. But a letter came to me which I will enclose. I told our brethren here I thought I ought not to delay visiting New Bedford before the meeting. I can go today and return next Monday or Tuesday. I wish you were here, W.C. White, to go with me. We did not get to Boston until 11:30. Brother and Sister Nicola were at the train to meet us, and they hurried off Maggie and Sister Hall and hand baggage, while we walked quite a long distance to get to the carriage, and we stepped into a carriage precisely in appearance like the one Dr. Kellogg had and sent to me at St. Helena. It was not an agreeable ride, very, very disagreeable. We drew to our journey's end at Melrose, and at 2:30 retired to rest. I could not sleep much. 2 hours was all. The next day, Tuesday, Sister Nicola drove the horse. Sarah and Maggie went to South Lancaster, and we accompanied them to the station, then spent about 2 hours in riding around the lake, a most beautiful drive. I was sick as evening approached. Tuesday night took treatment and slept well. Wednesday rode about 3 hours there. Then at night took treatment, slept quite well, and was up at 4 this morning. About 5:00 met with patients assembled and talked with them nearly 1 hour. Quite a large congregation was before me, and I had much freedom in speaking of the responsibilities resting upon each and every one to do his best to reach the perfection of character it was the privilege of each one to reach. And now was our opportunity to receive the things we ask for from Christ Jesus, and receiving to impart. All seemed deeply interested. I read to them at the commencement of my remarks, Revelation 21, verse 1 to 11, and my remarks were upon the great science of the plan of salvation. If all would study the plan of God for the saving of the world through Jesus Christ, who gave his whole being to achieve this, if we study that which Christ has made it possible for every soul, from the highest nobleman to the poorest servant, to obtain the eternal riches, such as cannot be obtained in the earthly region, all would be intensely interested in this heavenly science of making their investments in that blessed world where nothing is at discount. All is the highest science for any mortal to obtain. The far more, the exceeding and eternal weight of glory. This highest science in educational lines is expressed by Jesus Christ in John 17, verse 3. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Thank God for such a science that all may acquire. Every sacrifice we make in his service is through talent given of God, consecrated and returned back to God, accumulated into a treasure which is beyond human computation. Every effort made to cooperate with God through Jesus Christ in this present life, if each will perseveringly be true and faithful unto the end, Christ has promised to repay in this present life 100-fold, and in the world to come, life, everlasting life. Oh, my thoughts go out while I speak and write. Whatsoever is transmitted to the human subject in this life, and is treated according to the science of salvation in soul saving, is all under the guardianship of omnipotence, and is laid up securely by the throne of God. This is the science of heaven's principles. I stop right here. I may go to New Bedford tonight or on the morrow. I will finish my letter when I come from my riding today. I am hoping to hear from you as often as you can drop a line. I think it best for me to make this visit, leaving here today or tomorrow for New Bedford. If you think best for me to wait in New Bedford until you come, let me know this as soon as possible. You see what is expected by reading the letter. In haste, Sister Nicola says she is ready to take me to ride.